This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
And we are back, and before we move forward, I want to welcome Mr. Mark Rocheteau behind the microphone.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me again.
As my co-host. How goes the battle?
The battle goes well. Definitely so. How are you doing tonight?
Breathing.
Yeah?
It's a plus.
Okay.
We got the second half of the program. Mm-hmm. We have some continued great guests. We want to thank State Rep Jeff Deal and Bob Hayes for the last hour. This hour moving forward, we're going to start with Laura Fitzgerald Kemet. Laura is a fundraising coordinator and a board member at the Hanson Food Pantry. And I'm always looking for different ways to help promote when I see that there's upcoming events. Folks will kind of get the idea in the next 40 minutes what I mean. This one, the first of two. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, Laura.
Thanks, Kevin. We really appreciate the opportunity to be on.
Well, I want to take a couple of moments just to let that you get the word out about a couple of things that are coming up that will help benefit the food pantry. And we know that, you know, we got spoiled by the summer and the warm weather, but we tend to forget, you know, that there are people out there who are struggling, who are hungry, who are in need, and that if there's any way that we could help, we should try to do so. Am I correct?
You are correct. And, you know, to kind of transition from your prior two callers, it really doesn't matter who the president is. There's still going to be hungry people out there. The Hanson Food Pantry, you might be surprised to hear on an annual basis that we feed 3,645 people. It's kind of an astounding number if you really sit and think about it, and you think about our neighbors, and you know, we're in a town that people think of not as necessarily as affluent, but you know, we don't think of maybe having a lot of people that are struggling to get by. And typically what we find is that breaks down to about 250 to 300 people on a monthly basis that we're feeding. And these are people that are choosing between medical costs, utilities, or eating. So, you know, they're really making some tough life choices. And a lot of them are working, and they're still being forced to make that choice. One out of three of the people that we serve are children, under the age of 18, and then one out of six are over the age of 65. So, you know, it's really important that we recognize that although it looks as though everybody's doing fine and getting by, that there's a lot of people that are struggling out there, and, you know, and for whatever reason, they need the help of the food pantry, and we're there to help them.
Well, I thought we could talk about the two events that you have, two scheduled events that you got coming up, especially next Thursday, something that's being done by a local restaurant, the Meadowbrook Restaurant. Kind of give us the details about what the Meadowbrook is doing to help out the pantry.
Well, I can't say enough about Meadowbrook. Last year, they supported the food pantry when we had an auction, which actually our auctioneer was Bob Hayes, your prior guest. And, you know, and again, the folks at Meadowbrook have stepped up to partner with us to help with the fundraising. So the event, as you said, is September 22nd, and it really runs all day. And for people that haven't been to Meadowbrook, it's a great facility. You know, they've got a great variety of items on their menu, and they've generously agreed to donate 20% of their profit from all of the people that come in. With the Hanson Food Pantry coupon. And you might be saying to yourself, where the heck do I get that coupon? So the coupon can be found on our Facebook page, which is Hanson Food Pantry 2015, or on our website at hansonfoodpantry.org. They'll also have some there at the restaurant, but you know, it's preferable if people come with the coupon. And the coupon just basically says to them, hey, I'm here because I'm participating in that fundraiser. So then that way they know that, you know, it's foot traffic that they might not ordinarily have gotten that night.
Is there a number that you're hoping will you'll be the food pantry will bring in, seeing that the Meadowbrook is going to be donating 20% of the dine-in receipts for that evening, which again is Thursday, September 22nd.
Yeah, we don't really have a number in mind. Okay. You know, we're just going to be grateful for anything that we get. It will be more than we had when we started. So, you know, but you know, if you can't if you know somebody's out there listening and they can't attend themselves, would really love it if you could help us share the event. It's really a grassroots movement. That's how food pantries are typically, you know, staffed and supported. So if you can share the event, like the event on Facebook, and kind of help us get the word out, we'd be deeply appreciative if you can't make it yourself.
And just to kind of look at the second event, October 28th is going to be held at the beautiful Camp Kewaunee. Now, I know that you're looking to promote the event, but you're also looking for assistance in regards to baskets, in regards to the silent auctions, right?
Yep. So it is October 28th, mm-hmm. and it's at Camp Kewaunee, which if people haven't been there, it's gorgeous. It's a, you know, really bucolic little setting on a lake. We're really lucky to have it in Hanson. Mm-hmm. The facility is excellent for this type of an event. And we're going to have a DJ. Local DJ Joe Campbell has volunteered to DJ the event for us. So we'll have music. I think he's playing from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and dare I say 90s. And then, you know, we, as you mentioned, we are looking for food. We're going to have several local restaurants have already stepped up, and we're still working on filling in some of the gaps on the food. But I have no doubt that people will step up as they always do. We're very fortunate. People in the town of Hanson and surrounding the town of Hanson usually heed the cry when the food pantry asks for help. We're also looking for silent auction items. So, you know, paintings, antiques, anything special that you think might, you know, might bring some money for the food pantry, we would really appreciate that. One of the other things that I always think is kind of easy to give if you've got it lying around, and I know I always have them lying around, is if you've got unused gift cards, you know, that you're thinking, why the heck did this person buy this gift card for me for this location? Like, I either don't live near it or that's totally not my style, you know, donate it to us, and we can, you know, use it as a raffle item, or use it, depending upon the value, use it as a silent auction item. So that might be a way people can give without actually having to write a check or what have you. And then, you know, obviously if people have got raffle items, and really we're, you know, we'll find a way to incorporate whatever it is you're able to donate to us into the event.
How tough does it get, again, as we get towards the cooler part of the year? I don't want to say cold. I don't want to talk about the four-letter word that starts with an S. I don't want to do that just yet. But, I mean, is it important to kind of get things and mobilize before it gets cold or before it gets to the point where, you know, the shelter, the shelves are not full with food, or that you're struggling to get funding?
Well, it's interesting, Kevin, because I, you know, before I started, you know, helping the food pantry folks with the fundraising and, you know, getting more involved, that was what I thought too, was that the winter months were always the hardest. But oddly enough, and they are to some extent, because people are of course struggling with fuel costs and some additional costs that you've got in the wintertime. But you know, summertime tends to be some of our heaviest hit times, because a lot of the kids that are eligible for the you know, for the free and low cost lunches are no longer in school, so of course they're at home, and then we've got more people at home that you've got to feed, and then that cost goes up. So so that is a heavy hit time. We're fortunate again in Hanson, during the holidays we find a lot of families do give. We of course would love more families to give. You know, they've got a tradition of giving, and we really welcome that. One thing, if people are thinking about you know, giving for the holidays, we'd be most appreciative during the Thanksgiving and Christmas time. If you've got butternut squash or potatoes, or, you know, things that we could put into the baskets that we put together for the families on our list, you know, those are always the things that the food pantry has to dig in to their pockets to go out and buy. But if other people are willing to donate that them, then that's money that we can use on other items. So, you know, that's just something to think about. And another thing that people often don't think about is personal hygiene items. You might not be aware of this, but the SNAP program, the program that, you know, some people would qualify
to get,
does not cover things like toothpaste, you know, toilet paper, you know, and these are bare necessities that people need, you know, to live a decent life.
Right.
You know, so one of the other things that we're sort of suggesting to people is, you know, hey, if you're having a birthday party and you're thinking, I just cannot use another sweater I'm not going to wear or whatever it is, fill in the, you know, bath salts or whatever it is that you get that you really don't need, why not ask people to bring a bunch of personal hygiene items and throw a party for a purpose and put together, you know, and just bring them down to the pantry. I guarantee you're going to feel fantastic. You're not going to have stuff to get rid of that, you know, you didn't really want in the first place, and everybody attending is going to feel good. Another very easy thing that you can do is we are on Amazon, has a program, Smile, where you can just, all you have to do is say that you want a portion to be donated, and it doesn't cost you any more when you're on there shopping, and Amazon will direct a portion, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but it does add up to us. So that's another really easy thing to do. Again, doesn't require you to write a check. It's, you know, you're already ordering on Amazon, and a portion will go to us. So those are just some things to think about as we're heading into the holiday season for giving.
We've been speaking with Laura Fitzgerald Kemet. She's a coordinator, fundraising coordinator, member, a board member of the Hanson Food Pantry. Anything quickly in closing, Laura, that we may have overlooked, or just to remind folks again about the upcoming event on the 22nd and the 28th?
Well, I am pretty excited to mention that we've got a new partner that we're going to be working with in Abington, Passion for Fashion. It's a consignment shop, and Tricia Glenn is from Hanson, and she has a partner, Margie, and they've stepped up, and they're going. We're working on the program, so it's sort of still a progress, work in progress, but a portion of their day-to-day proceeds are going to come to us, and we're also going to work on having a shopping event probably in the January, February timeframe. More info to come on that. But in terms of the two events that we've got coming up that are already locked down, we've got that event coming up September 22nd at Meadowbrook, which is located on Main Street in Hanson. And again, you know, it would be preferable if you could come with a coupon. You can find that on our Facebook, Hanson Food Pantry 2015. Or on our website, hansonfoodpantry.org. And then October 28th, you know, if people would look at their, you know, kind of inventory that they've got at home, see if they've got anything they'd like to donate for the silent auction or the raffle, and or if you would like to cook some food, we would also welcome food donations of casserole type or dessert type, or baskets if you want to put those together. Again, we'll find a way to integrate it into the event.
And let's not forget the DJ Joe Campbell playing the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and the 90s. Don't forget that he'll be part.
I hope
we
don't have to go there. I hope we don't have to go to the 90s.
Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kevin. We really appreciate the opportunity. Have a good night.
You got it. You as well. Again, that's Laura Fitzgerald Kemet talking with us about the Hanson Food Pantry.